This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وما أرسلنا من قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Dear respective brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq and sadad and help us in trying to clarify this issue, which I have been trying to do for a very long time, but because firstly, it wasn't the qadr and the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be done at that time, it never happened. And because of being busy with other things, even though this issue was needed to be addressed a very long time ago, and people are still in need to be clarified too, because it is causing a dharar, a harm upon the da'wah as-salafiyyah, and because also it has caused many, many problems because of the people's confusion regarding this issue and the lack of understanding. This issue that I want to talk about is the issue of hajar, boycotting. And it's something that needs to be clarified as soon as possible, because the fitna is so much and so severe, especially in places like England and America and in Europe, that if it doesn't get addressed and the kalam of the ulama is not quoted and brought forward, this will carry on and people's deen could be at risk. Let alone leaving the sunnah, we have guys that are leaving the fold of Islam because the fitna and the shubahat, the doubts that are so widespread in places like this. I have people coming up to me saying, Fulan is having doubts regarding his religion. Fulan has become an atheist. Or Fulan is weak in his religion. Guys that used to pray with us in our masajid are leaving the fold of Islam. Maybe because of some of the actions of the people. You have guys like this. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us about this. بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَى الْفِتَنْ كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. Hasten to doing good deeds. The fitna is like the patches of the night. يُصْبِحُ الْإِنسَانُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا وَيُمْسِي الْإِنسَانُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. A man breaks the morning while he's a Muslim, and he breaks the night while he's a disbeliever, and the other way around. Why? Because he might sell his religion for an offer in this dunya. You have people showing a dislikedness or leaving the da'wah salafiyya. Why? Because they might see some of the actions of the people who ascribe themselves to da'wah as-salafiyyah or who call themselves Salafis, which in reality it has caused more harm than benefit to this blessed, safi, pure da'wah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it a clear example to the people. And because of the actions of the people, people have a deceptive view regarding the da'wah as-salafiyya. And like we mentioned, because of the actions of the people, of how they might treat other people, how they go around boycotting people without a valid shar'i reason. So the only way that this gets clarified is that we take the affairs back to Ahlul Ilm, the people of knowledge, the scholars that are well known, and bring their kalam. Because if I was maybe to say something, no one might take it. But if maybe someone like Sheikh Rabi' or Sheikh Fawzan or Sheikh Al-Albani or Sheikh Muhsin Al-Abbad or Sheikh Yahya were to speak, you'd find many, many people following. And you find some that take from some and don't take the other. So we'll try to the best of the ability to mix and match and try to bring the kalam of Ahlul Ilm regarding these important affairs that we want to talk about today and that we like the people to understand and take into consideration and take heed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَتَكْتَمُونَهُ. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a promise with the people of the book that they clarify and they don't conceal. Those that know it is incumbent upon them to clarify this issue or the issues of the deen, to make it clear to the people, especially after being asked to clarify a particular issue, it is important that it's done. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith that was narrated by Hakim, من سئل علم فكتم ألجمه الله بلجام من النار. Whoever is asked regarding a particular knowledge or some sorts of knowledge and he conceals it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bridle him with a bridle from the hellfire. So this issue is important, even though this issue has been requested from me many times to try and speak about. Why? Because many people تَخَبَّطُوا فِيهَا تَخَبُّطًا, they have confused themselves and they have confused other people and they have fallen flat on their faces regarding this particular issue until the whole origin has become what? Boycotting fulan. The us is that we boycott a person, which in reality is incorrect. So we take the issue back to Ahlul Ilm. What have Ahlul Ilm said regarding some of the issues that we want to talk about today? One of the issues we want to talk about today, I briefly mentioned, is, and has become very, very common within ourselves and those who ascribe themselves to Ad-Da'wah Salafiyyah, whoever doesn't make or declare a person to be a mubtadi', and he is already a mubtadi', then this person is a mubtadi' as well. The other issue of going to masajid of the awam or the masajid of Ahlul Bid'ah, what do the ulama, what does Al-Islam say regarding this particular issue? And the issue of Hajar, boycotting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in the Quran, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالزُّبُرِ. Ask the people of knowledge, أهل الذكر, if you are from those that don't know, بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالزُّبُرِ, with proofs and evidences. And because this is such a big affair, it could bring public safety or public fear to the people, it is incumbent upon us to return it back to Ahlul Ilm, the people of knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَإِذَا جَاءَهُمْ أَمْرٌ مِنَ الْأَمْنِ أَوَ الْخَوْفِ أَذَاعُوا بِهِ. And when it comes to them, something related to public fear or public safety, they start to announce it, or they might run with it. وَلَوْ رَدُّوهُ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ وَإِلَى أُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْهُمْ. And had they only returned it back to the messenger and those that are in charge of their affairs, people like the ulama, لَعَلِمَهُ الَّذِينَ يَصْطَنْبِطُونَهُ مِنْ. So it's important that we do this عَاجِلًا غَيْرَ عَاجِلًا, as soon as possible. First thing today that we want to talk about and shed light upon is the issue of Hajar. And I will try to best of my ability to summarize the issue and try and take out the most important parts of it and try and translate the kalam of the ulama. Today is about bringing forward the kalam of the ulama. Not my kalam or not someone else's kalam that's unknown. The kalam of the ulama that we know are upon Salafi and upon guidance. So that we all take heed from the kalam. And obviously the kalam has to be in accordance to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not anything else. Before I do that, I just would like to explain to maybe the listener who has a deceptive view about a Salafiyya. Firstly, I advise you, do not look at the actions of those who might claim a Salafiyya at the same time not act upon it. Rather, always ask regarding some of these actions that you see. Salafiyya is something wadih, something that is open upon every single one to come and do or to be. It is not like a particular group or partisanship that if you don't see what I see, I'm not with you. If you don't do what I do, you're not with me. With me or against me. Bush principle. It's not like that. Very, very simple. That book that we have in our houses, that Quran, is to follow that Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to open it up and to understand how the Sahaba understood it. As long as you're upon that, فَأَنْتَ رَجُلٌ سَلَفِي. And what is the meaning of Salafiyya? Which is also something that people have become confused about. What does it mean? Is it just a name? We call our masajid Salafi. Is it a group? The meaning of Salafiyun, there's a very well-known Arabic rule called Ya Nisba, or something related to Ya Nisba. Just like how I say Yemeniyun, or Somaliyun, or Britaniyun, that Yun at the end is an ascribement to that particular people. So if I say Yemeniyun, I'm ascribing myself to Yemen, because I'm from there. Or if I say I'm Somaliyun, or Jazairiyun, I'm ascribing myself to that particular people. Same case here. The word Salaf was said by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ni'ma Salaf ana laki tu Fatima. What an excellent Salaf I am to you. Predecessor. It means predecessor. So when you hear the word Salafun Salih, it is being referred to the righteous predecessor. So if a person says Salafiyun, he's ascribing himself to the righteous predecessors like the Sahaba. And it's not a banner that we go running around with calling ourselves Salafi and we don't know the meaning of it. The Salafi is the one that does the actions of the Sahaba and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فِعْلًا وَقَوْلًا وَاِعْتِقَادًا. Believes what they believed. He says what they said and he does what they done. It's not a tag that we have on our backs or we have on our forehead. It is something that you have to act upon. هذا شرف. It's a sharaf. It's an honor. And that's what it actually means. So, ya akhi, this is what Salafi is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Those that follow them in perfection. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them and He's pleased with them. Whether they are Ahlul Hadith or Ahlul Sunnah or Ahlul Athar, all these names are like synonyms. All of it referring back to who? To those that follow the hadith, those who follow the sunnah, those who follow the sahaba. So if I call myself Muhammadi and I don't call myself Salafi, same thing. Because why? وَإِنْ اِخْتَلَفَتِ الْأَلْفَاظِ اتَّفَقَ الْمَعَانِي. Same meaning. I'm ascribing myself to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or if I call myself Hadithi or Sahabiyun, Sahabi or anything like this. But I mean by this, person that follows the way of the Sahaba, فَهَذَا لَا بَأْسِ. Like some of the ulama, they said. So it's important that we know, these are just synonyms that the ulama have talked about. Al-maqsad wahid. The meaning is wahid. And the purpose is wahid. One. طيب, going back to the issue of boycotting. Most of you, or most of us, we take from Allamat al-Shaykh al-Rabi' al-Madkhali. And if only the majority of them were to act upon this, or you or us, whether you're from Birmingham, whether you're from London, or any of these places, wallahi la ahabba an-nas ad-da'wa, people would have come running to the da'wah. And you would have won over the hearts of the people. وَلَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرٍ وَبَرَكَةٍ. But in reality, we claim to follow these kind of mashayikh. We quote from them, we want to quote from them. And some of the main affairs, which is the usul, we've left off. And we've oppressed the people by this. And people have fallen victim. And when we see these kind of people on the streets, these ignorant people that don't know what's going on, we're talking about the awam now, who have maybe fallen victim due to these people and their actions, they have a very bad understanding of da'wah salafiyya. And they are allergic to the word salafi. Because of the actions of the people. Because of the actions of the people. Shaykh Rabi hafizahullah. And this was in one of his tapes called Inna Allah yarda lakum thalatha wa yasqutu lakum thalatha, under a hadith, which was recorded maybe over 10 years ago. The questioner says, the followers of an innovator, are they put alongside him in the issue of boycotting? Aqul, I say, meaning that, for example, now if you see a person that ascribes himself to a particular group, he could have been from those that were nurtured by this particular group from a very young age, 40 years. And he could be an ignorant person, doesn't know what is going on. He's connected to these people, he goes to the masajid. Does this kind of person who is ignorant get attached to the leaders of the mubtadi'ah? Or can we actually say this person is with them, attached to them? Here the Shaykh, he shed some light regarding this issue. And how we should go about cooperating with these kind of people. Going back to the question. So the Shaykh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him and watch over him, said, the one who is deceived amongst them is taught, O brothers. You teach this person. Do not be hasty. Teach them and explain the matter to them. For verily many amongst them desire goodness, until even the Sufiyya. طيب, I say, wallahi, كم رأينا من الناس. Since I came back from Damaj, how many people have we seen? محبون للخير, they don't know what is going on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. صدق الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truthful. Most of the people, they don't know, like Allah azza wa jal, he mentioned. Most of the people are fasiqoon. They are misguided. They are transgressing. They don't know what is going on. You find some of these adba', whether he's Sufi, sometimes even a Shi'i, or anyone else from the deviant followers of groups, you go and explain to him, يقبل, he accepts. He's willing to learn. A lot of people are open-minded, wanting to learn, wanting to listen. So if I was to shut the door on this particular person who's asking me to teach him, I'm not going to teach you until you leave them, or you don't go to their masjid, or you don't do this, or you don't do that, and I'm a nobody, how do we expect the da'wah to move forward? Going back to the Shaykh and that particular issue, Shaykh Albani has a very good kalam that I'll be putting on in a few moments' time. Going back to what the Sheikh said, until even the Sufiya, by Allah, if there had been a strong Salafi effort in da'wah, you would see them entering Salafiya both in groups and in singles. Thus, do not let the principle be with you just hajar, 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 hajar. Boycotting, boycotting, boycotting. Okay? The Sheikh here means starting everything with boycotting. We see Fulan, boycott him. Making that the asal or the origin, making that the principle. Going back to what the Sheikh said, and the foundation is just hajar. The foundation is to guide the people, to enter the people into goodness. This issue of al-hajar can sometimes be understood wrongly. When you boycott all of the people, then who will enter into the sunnah? I say, commenting on to what the Shaykh Hafidhullah said, if you go back to the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how did he give da'wah? When he started his da'wah, he started with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Did he say after Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu entered into Islam, khalas, I'm stopping my da'wah, I'm only going to teach my Salafi boys, I'm only going to teach my boys, that's it? Did he close the door on everyone else? بَلْ دَخَلَ النَّاسَ أَفْوَاجًا. People started entering into Islam, أَفْوَاجًا, all together in singles and likewise in groups. عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى أَنْ جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى. The story of Abasa, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam frowned and turned away. أَنْ جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى, when the blind man came to him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time was sitting with who? He was sitting with the kibar of the Quraysh, the big of the Quraysh. He was sitting with them, giving them da'wah, trying to call them to Islam. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا خَاسَةً بِالسَّلَفِيِّينَ? Or did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ? We never sent you except to the Salafis. Did he just say that specifically? Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we never sent you except to people altogether, to all the people. وَبُعِثْتُ إِلَى النَّاسِ عَامَّةِ. It was something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given specifically, like it came in the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah in Bukhari. He said, أُعْتِيتُ خَمْسًا لَمْ يُعْتُهُنَا أَحْدٌ قَبْلِي. I was given five things that nobody before me was given. And one of them was, قَالَ وَبُعِثْتُ إِلَى النَّاسِ عَامَّةِ وَكَانَ النَّبِيُّ قَبْلِي يُبْعَثُ إِلَى النَّاسِ خَاصَّةِ. The prophets before me, they used to be sent to the people specifically. I was sent to all the people to give them da'wah, to teach them. And likewise, this applies to us as well, that we go and give the da'wah to all the people. Because we are under the sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. Then going back to what the Shaykh said, this type of boycotting was in the days of Imam Ahmad. The world was full of Salafiyya. And when Imam Ahmad would say so and so is an innovator, he would drop. But as for now, Salafiyya is like white hair in a black ox. The basic foundation we view is the guidance of the people and saving them from falsehood. Commenting on what the Sheikh is saying now, we are in Zaman al-Ghurba. Just bring an example now of Britain. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us 1400 years ago, بَدْهَا الْإِسْلَامُ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبًا كَمَا بَدَتْ. وَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَىٰ. Islam started strange and it will come back strange. Most people are far, far away with other groups. Salafi in Britain is so small. A lot of people, they don't know or they don't have the right impression regarding it. If we start boycotting guys from day one, who do you expect to enter into Salafiyah? Who do you accept or do you expect to accept? And if we was to say to the people, stay away from Fulan, who would listen to us? Because why? The Salafis are so little in this particular place. Sadaqa, the Sheikh was truthful when he said Imam Ahmed, people were packed with Salafiyah his time. He was a person that would be listened to. If we was to now shut the door on the guys that come to us, say stay away from them for hum mubtadi'ah, and we are nobodies in reality, who will listen to us? So, what the Sheikh is also trying to imply here, the mafasid and the masalih. طيب, going back to what the Sheikh was saying here, be gentle with the people and invite them and draw them near. If Allah wills, the gathering of the Salafis will increase and you will win over many amongst the people. As for you, when you are bloated and puffed up like this, and all of the people are astray, and you do not advise or anything or make any clarification, this is a mistake. هذا خطأ. The meaning of this is blocking the doors of good in the face of the people. So the situation, and you should not just be one of rebuke and rebuke. As for when you are bloated, going back to the kalam of the Sheikh, as for when you are bloated and puffed up like this, and all of the people are astray, and you do not advise, or anything, or make any clarification, this is a mistake, this is khata. The meaning of this is the blocking of the doors of good in the face of the people. So the situation with you should not just be one of rebuke, rebuking all the time. You have people who might come after studying knowledge. We're talking about Salafis. Studying for many years, they come back to teach the people or to give khutbas or to give muhadarat. Come back on a hype, start to bless guys from day one. We have to understand we're living with people, we're not living with guys who are born upon the sunnah. And it goes against the aql of many of the people. To come and start blessing. People don't know here jarh wa ta'deel. Even though it's part of the deen, it's something that is mashru' fi ilm al-hadith bila shakkin wala raib. Without doubt. Bi ijma' al-muslimin, it is jais. Permissible. To do jarh wa ta'deel with its shurut and for its people. But to come back now in a mujtama' like this, to be blessing guys from day one on the mimbar, we have to understand that people are gonna take that very, very badly. We're talking about the awam here. And they're not gonna say this guy is doing jarh wa ta'deel. The impression that you're gonna cause, this guy is just abusing the people, he's speaking badly about the people, he's saying this, he's saying that. And just know that your da'wah is muntaha, expired. It's finished. Because many people, they don't know this. So the whole shahid is that people need to be taught. You need to win over the hearts. So when it comes to a point, whatever you say, people accept it. Even Yusuf Qardawi, for example now, Yusuf Qardawi is a person that is misguided, and a lot of us, we know. A lot of us Salafis, we know. A guy that said if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to come back and take part in voting, that he wouldn't get the same as his Yahudi. And from the statements that he said, نَحْنُ نُقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ الدِّمَقْرَاطِ, we will fight in the way of democracy. If you look at majority, talking about the old guys, they are followers of him. طيب, on your first day you come and you start blasting Yusuf al-Qardawi, what's going to happen? People are going to say this person is talking about the ulama. That's what actually happens. This is the reality. Even though huwa indana dhalun mudhil, he is dhal mudhil with us. The whole shahid is that a person needs to calm down, teach the people, and remove this deception they have with the people, that the people they have regarding a salafiyya. Alhamdulillah, here we've come, we've taught the people, done what we could. فَجَعَلَ النَّاسِ مُحِبُّونَ يُحِبُّونَ. You find that the people, they started liking the da'wah. And they mention themselves, wallahi kam ja'ana min ash-shakhs. People have come, people we've seen. All they do is talk about the people. But once you start teaching the people basic stuff and went over the house, wallahi tajid an-nas yusallimun. They will hand over the mafatih of the masajid. Here, do whatever you want. And don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that you don't refute or you don't do jarh al-ta'deel or this is not part of the deen. I'm not saying this. I'm saying it has to be done with hikmah, with wisdom. Sometimes you find some guys who ascribe themselves to da'wah salafiyya, who maybe have two conferences a year. They come in, they come from, they send 20 tickets out. 20 guys have been thrown out of the window. So that which becomes apparent to the people is what? All you are doing is talking about the people. You could be speaking haqq, but it has to be done in the correct way. Going back to what the Shaykh was saying, boycotting, when he says boycott, it is possible an innovator will return. He is compelled to return. He sees the whole world is in front of the Salafis. So he's compelled to return. As for now, he turns like that, but he does not see any Salafis. So he remains with the people. So be aware of these kind of things. The principle that should be with you as the foundation should be the guidance of the people, entering them into the Sunnah. Tayyib, just commenting quickly. Yaqi, teach the people. Call them to the sunnah. There's people that want to be sunnis, that want to accept the da'wah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But every time you see a guy entering to another masjid, you boycott him. Billahi alayk, yaqi. طيب, going back to what the Shaykh was saying. However, the ways in calling them, let your ways, asalib, remain wise. By Allah, the merciful and wise ways, the one who perceives that, you are not exalting over him. So the Shaykh went on to bring a few examples. All the people of India used to be deviant grave worshippers. And then Ahlul Hadith came with knowledge and wisdom. They won over millions of the people with their wisdom and knowledge. Just three or four from the senior students of Shaykh Nadir Hassan, they turned India upside down with their wisdom and knowledge. There was one amongst them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put to trial. An innovator came and struck him with a pickaxe, until he was finished and died according to what he saw. Then they came and took this criminal and threw him into prison. When the man got up from his unconsciousness, he said, "This is the one who struck me, so where has he gone?" He said, "They have thrown him into prison." So he said, "Never should he be in prison, finish, I have pardoned him." So they said, "No, finish it, just leave him imprisoned." So they refused to release him. So this man then used to send upon them the offspring of that criminal looking after them. So when that man came out of prison, he entered into Salafiyya. And he was amongst the senior criminals. There used to be a person whose name was Abu al-Mahjub in Sudan. He was the first one who spread Salafiyya in Sudan. They used to strike him and used to restrain him by tying his feet. And they would throw him outside the mosque. As soon as they got up, or as he got up, he would laugh. He would not show envy to anyone. And he would not seek revenge or anything. He would just smile and laugh. And then many people from the mashayikh entered into the Salafi da'wah. The point is that I do not expect that you teach this or that you reach this level. However, I desire that, oh brothers, that you have something of wisdom and knowledge and patience with good intent with you, and that the intent is the to guide the people. May Allah bless you by Allah with wise mannerism and with gentleness, forbearance, the people that accept the da'wah. And when you have nothing with you but harshness and severeness, and that you have been severe and harsh-hearted and would have broken away from about you, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيدٌ أي O Muhammad, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيدَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. And had you been severe and harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from about you. My brothers, may Allah bless you. This is the kalam of the Shaykh, carrying on from what he was saying. Some of our brothers have this additional severity, which only expels from Salafiyyah, but which does not enter into Salafiyyah. This severity that expels and pushes out from Salafiyyah, but does not enter anyone into it, this is present now. So those who expel, upon them is to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that they improve their manners. Boycotting is legislated, however, when it brings about benefit. When it brings about benefit. For you to go and boycott Fulan, or boycott Fulan when you're a nobody, and when you have the ability to go and teach this person and advise him, and to bring him forward, or closer to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here in this case, the Shaykh, and you find the Shaykh al-Islam, he says, in this case, you do not boycott. Sheikh Rabi' here is saying the same thing. When it brings about benefit, you are in the time of Imam Ahmed, then boycott. But in whose time are you? Islam is gharib at this time. People that follow the Sunnah perfectly or properly are aghrab. They are more strange than al-Islam. So if we boycott, for example, now you tell a tablighi guy that might be going through misguidances or has misguidances with him, he comes to you and he asks you to teach him. You say to him, I don't teach you because you're a tabligh or you're a Sufi or you're this or you're that. He is not going to care at all. He's going to say to him, I'm going to go back to my guys, I'm going to go back to my boys. They're going to teach me if you don't want to teach me. Simple as that. But do you think the people who have said the same thing to Imam Ahmed, with the power and the status that he had at his time? I would now like to put on a tape of Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, of when he talked about some of the Salafis, of how they go about doing their thing. This tape was already translated by one of our good brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him. And it's in YouTube. Whoever wants to go back and see this audio, and it's likewise translated in this particular audio, when you type into Google, boycotting in our time, Imam Al-Albani rahmatullahi alayh. And I'll be translating it while we hear the Arabic part first, and then I translate it bit by bit.
أنا في الأمس القريب كان عندي هنا ناس جرى حديث حول أسلوب الدعوة.
The Sheikh is now saying, yesterday we had a discussion and we started to talk about some of the affairs of da'wah.
ومما دار الحديث حوله الهجر الشرعي.
And one of the main topics that were discussed is the issue of legislated boycotting. And the issue of a Muslim boycotting a disbeliever, and rather a Muslim boycotting an innovator.
فأنا قلت وهذا ما أدين الله به وأنصح الناس به أن مبدأ الهجر في الإسلام مبدأ رائع ووسيلة.
I said, and this is what I adhere to or for Allah Azza wa Jal and advise the people with, that the principle of boycotting in Islam is a great and immense educational mean. So the Sheikh, he said, this is a great thing, but it is incumbent that we put it in its particular or proper place and its proper time. So the Sheikh, he said, sir, it's sufficient to us the story of the three people or the three Sahabas. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them. And one of them was Ka'b ibn Malik, when they stayed behind, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions went out to jihad, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by this boycotted them. And the Shaykh then carries on saying,
لكن أنا لا أرى اليوم المسلم أن يقاطع أخاه المسلم الذي يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله لأنه انحرف إما فكرا وإما عملا.
So the Sheikh then said, however, today I do not view that a Muslim should boycott his brother or boycott his Muslim brother who testifies that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, because he has deviated either ideologically or practically.
أن يقاطع أخاه المسلم الذي يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله لأنه انحرف إما فكرا وإما عملا، بل عليه أن يصاحبه وأن يناصحه.
So the Sheikh carried on saying, rather it's upon him to advise him and likewise accompany him.
إذا خشي أن يصاب هو بشيء مما في صاحبه من لوثة فكرية أو خلقية يبتعد عنه. أما من كان
The Sheikh then said, he mentioned a very, very important restriction. It's a big but here. He said, if he fears that by accompanying him, he will become contaminated ideologically or morally, he stays away from him. The Sheikh then said, as for the one who possesses a degree of evidence or protection of himself and also has upright character example, then such a person in these times, it is inappropriate for him to announce his boycotting. I repeat this again. As for the one who possesses a degree of evidence or protection of himself and also has upright character, etc., then such a person in these times, it is inappropriate for him to announce his boycotting. So the Sheikh then said, he mentioned another example that was mentioned to him yesterday. And I quickly tried to summarize this, so the recording is not longer than it should be, that the Syrians, they mention between them this example a lot. For example, a person now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave tawfiq, that used to abandon the prayer. So he decided to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to establish the prayer. He went to the masjid and he found the masjid closed. And this person hasn't been praying the past few days or the past few weeks, and he decided to pray today. He found the masjid mughlaq musakkar. He found it closed. So what did he say? Anta musakkir wa anubattil. You are closed, and I'm going to abandon the prayer today. So the Shaykh then said, today the likes of us and the likes of the deviants are like this man exactly. For example, and by meaning, now we, during this time of strangeness, about which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned many, in many of the hadith that talks about boycotting, about strangeness, the how Islam is going to be strange and is going to come back strange. So the Shaykh then said, now if we were to raise the flag of boycotting and banishing, none would remain with us, even those people who we thought were ready to be brought to good. As we would be saying, this one is like this and this one is like this. The Shaykh then said, so what can be observed then is that if we use harshness, and of that is the divinely legislated boycotting, then that means that we have distanced ourselves from the da'wah. And as they express today, we've cut off from everyone and secluded ourselves. This was a great speech of Imam Al-Albani, Al-Muhaddith, the great scholar who was great in a hadith and in many, many other fields. Just an advice to all the people so they understand what the scholars actually say of a Salafiyya and what the masakin, the poor ones, who have come on a hype and destroyed the image of Salafi have been doing. This is an advice as a Salafi to my Salafi brothers, whether they are in Birmingham, whether they are in London, whether they are in any place, or in Yemen or Saudi Arabia, from the Westerners, to apply this and to act upon this, because this is what the scholars are saying. Hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, in part two, some of the other issues will be clarified. This is your brother, Al-Faqir ilallah, Abu Taymiyyah Muhammad Al-Jailani, advising you in order to take the manhaj of the Salaf, Ridwanullahi alayhim. Subhanakallahumma bihamdi ashadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayh.
البينات والزبر وأنزلنا إليك الذكر لتبين للناس ما نزل إليهم ولعلهم يتفكرون.